You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My final guests today are here to provide an update from the Juno School District, and today we're going to be talking with representatives from community schools. So welcome, Suzanne Ainsworth. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello.
And Sarah Lewis. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. And Mark Wheeler. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
All right. So I'll kind of let you guys introduce yourself, say a little bit more about what you do with the Juno School District or community schools. Suzanne, can we start with you?
Sure. I've been with community schools for about 10 years, and I've been really lucky because Juno has a lot of people out there that want to continue to learn things their whole lifetime. And so the school district has these classrooms and gyms available at, you know, the evenings and weekends. And so we've had pickleball and we've had Tai Chi and we've had wonderful cooking classes and canning classes. So with that spin, when COVID came around and we're like, what are we going to do? We looked for some brave people. And so Mark and Sarah are very brave. And also Louise Kunstada is very brave. And they said, hey, let's just do a virtual class. So we're launching into that this fall season, and I'm really excited about it. It seems like everybody that's signing up is very versed in Zoom, and they're just not going to have to leave their house. They can just Zoom in on their screen and follow along, buy their own supplies, and it'll be fun.
It looks like a fun list of offerings. I checked out the website today. Sarah, what would you add to that, and how are you a part of it all?
So I am an agent with Cooperative Extension Service, so University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension, but I'm here in Juneau, and I've been teaching classes for extension for the past 7 years. And in the past couple of years, I've been doing a lot more online, actually, so using Zoom. So it wasn't a big stretch for me to say to Suzanne, hey, I can just, you know, basically what I'm doing is I'm teaching my food preservation and other local food resource classes straight from my kitchen to people in their own kitchens. So rather than teaching down at the JD High teaching kitchen, we get to be in the comfort of our own homes. And it's actually been working out really well. I do classes both for community schools and all around the state for cooperative extension.
That's great. And can you say a little bit more about what courses you'll be teaching this fall?
Sure. So what I have here for community schools, I've got a canning spaghetti sauce class coming up on October 10th, a canning dry beans on the 17th, preserving herbs on the 14th, a class all about preserving and doing fun things with cranberries on November 21st, a making fresh cheese class on December 5th, and a canning soups and stews on December 12th. So I've got canning classes, I've got preserving herbs. There's a lot of dehydrating in that, and making fresh cheese is just exactly that, right? In the time for the holidays, you can make some fresh cheese for dips for various holiday parties.
All right. What are some things that you would need to participate in one of your classes from home?
It depends on the class, but if it's a canning class, you will need a pressure canner, and if it has a dial gauge, that dial gauge will need to have been tested within the past year. I send out a list when people register. There will be a list of what you will need, and usually it's just one recipe we're going to do, but usually it'll be kind of a big recipe. Mm-hmm. So you'll need to get a good number of ingredients for it. But canning supplies, jars. I'd say be looking for jars now and lids now, because some lids are proving to be a little bit scarce. So if you're going to sign up for one of those classes, you'll need to look for those.
All right. Well, Sarah, I looked at your classes. They look incredible. I was really excited to see all the different options. And also the price is very affordable. And usually with the classes, just one day, right? Or like a half a day.
Just a couple of hours, actually. Yeah, most of my classes are between 2 and I think the longest one is 3.5 hours. Because when you're on Zoom, you know, it can get a little bit old even if you're working in your kitchen. So trying most of my in-kitchen classes when I'm at JD are sometimes up to 5 hours. But that seemed an awful lot to a lot of strain on someone's personal kitchen.
And Sarah,
okay, a lot of strain on my kitchen too.
Sarah, have you taught any of these classes via Zoom yet, or is this the first time?
No, I actually have taught some of these through Zoom already, through Cooperative Extension. And if people have taken classes from me before, they know when they're live down at JD, we might be doing a whole bunch of recipes. And what I've done, and then we all share the recipes. What I've done here is I've focused it into one recipe that really is a good example of that particular skill set. So one that I really do like to promote, and it's a little bit short on people right now, is the canning dry beans. It sounds kind of dry, like it'd be kind of a dry beans class. But actually, it's a really good class because you actually learn how to do soups and sauces that have dry beans in them. So that's actually a pretty good one that could use a few more folks, because if we don't get quite enough folks, we sometimes have to cancel them, which is a bummer. So we want to get folks signed up. And if you're feeling nervous about doing a Zoom class, we don't record them. You can be in your pajamas. You don't have to turn on their video unless you want to in my classes. So that's something to keep in mind when you're signing up for these classes.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad you mentioned all that. Another one of the classes that the community school is offering for fall 2020 is Ice Cream Making 101. Mark Wheeler, I'm going to take a wild guess. That's why you're here today.
Yes, and no dry beans included.
No.
Oh, that would be an amazing ice cream.
I don't think so. Not everything needs to be an ice cream flavor. I'm going to have to fix Sarah's brain about how to Zoom it. I've been teaching ice cream making for about 4 or 5 years, and I've taught in the Copa kitchen. I've taught with the BAM after school program in the middle schools, which is really fun. And then last year I taught with community schools out of the Junior Douglas High School kitchen, which was super fun. So I'm gonna have to figure out how to do this through Zoom, but I'm sure Sarah will be a big help with that.
Well, you've got a little bit of time. It's November 4th and November 11th. So you're doing two classes. So we could, is it a series or can we participate in either or?
No, I think it'd be best to do a series. So on the first night, we'll talk about some ice cream science and we'll do a basic custard-based recipe. And then the next week, we'll make a sorbet recipe and then some of the kind of fixings you can include in ice cream. Like we'll make a salted caramel ribbon, we'll make some chocolate magic shell and some stuff like that. So I'll be in the Copa kitchen, but everybody else will be in their kitchen, and you have to have a ice cream maker to participate and then some basic ingredients. But you can really get one of these ice cream makers pretty cheaply now for $20 to $30.
And all the secrets of delicious Copa ice cream will be revealed.
Yeah, we'll even give you some of our secret recipes.
Well, that sounds really exciting. All of these classes sound fantastic, and they're all really well described and laid out on the website. Suzanne, I'm going to come back to you. Can you tell us a little bit more about how we might register for one of these classes?
Yes, I sure can. One thing I do want to make sure everybody knows is we send out postcards. I don't know if everybody sees them, but a couple of weeks ago, these little postcards went out announcing all the classes. And we're trying to, with these wonderful foods classes, we're trying to get people to sign up about 5 days before the class starts. So then you can have time to go get your ingredients. But the easiest way to sign up for these classes is to call me, and my number is 523 1761. The other way to, additional way to see about the classes is to just go to the Juneau School District website, and then you go to the department's bookmark, and then community schools, and it has a beautiful listing of all our classes with pictures and information about them and the cost and all that type of stuff. So my phone number again is 523-1761, and just Google Juneau School District, departments, community schools, and you'll find out all you need to know about those. Yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible, and I always feel like when you compare the tuition of our classes compared to something you'd take at the university, there's no comparison, but you know, mm-hmm. of course you're not earning credits. One other thing I wanted to say is I am totally amazed. All these people at home during COVID, they have gotten to be the best cooks. They've kind of like, you know, I know people that are baking bread that like would never go near bread at home. So this is just a really great treat to have Sarah and Mark and telling us all about all these great foods. The other one I wanted to just push here, which is going to be totally awesome, is the other instructor that isn't with us today, but I'm going to share. Louise Kunstada is our instructor that's teaching beginning hand building pottery. How many of you out there have always thought, I'd love to take a pottery class? Well, this is your time to do it. It's on Thursdays, five Thursdays, and you don't need a wheel. This is going to be a hand building pottery class, and it's the beginning. So that one is $152 because it's five sessions, covers all the supplies, and it's going to be awesome. Louise has had 20 years of experience doing pottery, and she's got some of her work at Annie Kales and has taught at the Canvas. So it's that's going to be a really fun class. I think I'm going to do it also.
Well, there's the ultimate endorsement. And I love it when a class includes supplies. Well, that's just about all the time we have today. Thank you so much, Suzanne Ainsworth and Sarah Lewis and Mark Wheeler. These classes for the community school sound amazing. I encourage everyone to go and check out the website, Juneau School District website, or call Suzanne at 523-1761. Thank you all so much for being here today.
Thanks, Shelley.
Take care.
Thanks. Okay, bye.